we came up saying there that I have to do certain things and not eat anything, but that's good because that's how I will lose some weight. So I did it, and somehow destiny showed me that I have to stay in fast. Check it out, this thing. This is arpeggio, which is kind of an Arabic thing. It's actually easier. We will get from this position and this position. Two chords are there. C.
Okay.
One chord is C major, finger one on the third fret, fifth string.
Right.
Finger three on the fifth fret. Third, that's right, this here. Now we place our fingers, thumb on the fifth index, middle finger on the trebles, and then we play it with the, let's play it with the video.
Now I do have a question about that. When you switch to the end of the first line, are you going? We're down here, and then we are four.
And now, bah.
Oh no. Where am I?
That is correct.
And why now you show the notation to swap the fingers around three and four. You're at,
yes, 3-4. Why? Because the chord will start, next chord will start exactly with those fingers there.
Ah, okay.
That is one way to do, although it can also be done just with the natural fingers. You have to see which one you can do easier.
Okay, so that's optional, because I sort of felt more comfortable using my middle finger.
Then do that.
Number two there.
Because that is optional. Actually, okay. It's not wrong to do it that way.
Okay.
That also could be okay. Only thing is that this is one way to finger. So we have one, two,
so we're going. Okay, I see why. Yeah.
That is correct.
We're going to have to swap those fingers one way or another. And one way is to do it on the first line. Okay.
Yeah, let's play with the video I sent you there. I sent you both via email and on the chat room. On the chat room, we have video 7. Click that one and let's practice 2 or 3 minutes that thing.
Okay. Five, six, 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 five, six haven't got the rhythm yet. I'm not.
The rhythm, the rhythm is this: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then 1, 2. So there is 12 notes. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 1, 2. Just
okay.
That.
Okay.
Count it that way. You will see it's not difficult.
Thank you.
get to example 6. Now we have it right.
This B7th here, then?
That one, that is also B7, because there are several B7s, but the one we are using is written also in the chat room as 2, 4, 5, and 0, 0.
2, 4, 5.
No, it would be finger 1 on the 2nd fret, 5th string, then finger 3 on the 4th fret, 4th string, and finger 4 on the 5th fret, 3rd string.
5th.
That's right, with the finger 4 up 1 fret, Bruce.
Say, 4 up 1 fret?
Finger 4, finger 4, yes.
There?
That, so this is the chord.
Oh, that's the same chord we're playing with the arpeggio.
With Osawas and with other pieces. It's a common flamenco chord in B. This chord B7. Now this here, so we have A minor and we have this.
Okay, now you say this is a B7th.
It's B7 flat 9.
Oh, by flat 9th. Okay, yeah. This
flat 9th. Flat 9th. This is a typical flamenco chord.
Okay.
Now this one here, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 1. So on B1, we will play both of them, A minor and B7 flat 9. Let's try to do it along with the example 1.
Okay, example one is what I was just playing a second ago? The first one I was playing?
Yes.
Yeah, let's see what. Example one. Oh, a little faster.
Flat 9 on the 7th fret.
So, okay, so that's B, so it'd be, that's it?
That is right. So that will be also a way to play those chords there. Try again, put example one and let's play those two.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Now we will try to play some scale fingering one from the first fret.
What are we doing?
Finger 1 on the 7th fret, 6th string. That is not 7th fret, that is 5th fret.
Okay.
That's right, that is 7th fret. Now we play fingering 1 here.
Fingering 1 here. Oh, I see you say. Okay.
Ahora, let's try that. And we will use part of this video as a jam track. Let's play... put the example 3, Bruce. Example 3.
Example 3. Now I'm trying to play a melody over that. Thank you. That is in E minor. Is that essentially what we're playing in?
That is in E minor. That's correct.
Okay.
For example,
even though the chords are in A minor and B7.
The chords are A minor because this is the 4th degree and this is 5th, 7th flat 9.
Oh, I see. And we're not playing the tonic.
We're not playing the tonic because in flamenco the tonic is the 5th. is the dominant woman is the king of the house.
I see. Okay.
It's a matriarchy here. Yeah. This thing here, because in traditional pop music and in Western music, the king is male.
Mm-hmm.
Why? This is the tonic. The very definition of tonic means number one. It's not female. Female is considered the 5th degree, which is the dominant chord. It's dominant because it dominates over the tonic. But in a Spanish guitar, these chords are we can define the whole Spanish music with just two chords, this and this. Actually, we can define it with two notes. Anywhere you do that, people say ole. Why? Why if I go anywhere and do, people say ole? Because this is the aesthetics of this music is an E, and that is the flat 6 and the 5, 7, flat 9. The tonic is actually E minor. Not played, which means here the woman controls.
Which is often the case.
This is the hidden message of this thing, but it's true because in Spanish music is very weird that sometimes people keep playing. Never play the